This podcast of NPR's On Point with Tom Ashbrook is a production of WBUR Boston.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with the former head of the American Red Cross, Dr. Bernadine Healy, on the day after her immediate successor has left the organization and the Red Cross itself is taking a lot of heat post-Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. We'll be joined in a moment by Bernadine Healy, but first, joining me from the New York Times is Stephanie Strom, national correspondent for the Times. She's been covering the Red Cross and its response to Hurricane Katrina. Stephanie Strom, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
Tell us about the testimony first on Capitol Hill yesterday. What was the thrust of the criticism there?
Well, the criticism really echoed the criticism we heard coming out of the region immediately after the storm. Everyone from public officials to those affected by the storm, those displaced by the storm, to Red Cross volunteers was disappointed in the Red Cross's response. It was not perceived as being on the scene where it needed to be. Many people reported seeing the Salvation Army there long before they saw the Red Cross. It was perceived as being bureaucratic and unreachable, difficult to deal with.
And yet the Red Cross took in almost $2 billion of the almost $3 billion that Americans pulled out of their pockets after the hurricane. So it was the primary funnel, even if its performance was something less than perfect.
That's true, and that is sort of what myself and others are asking. This is an organization that has been in the headlines with its shortcomings since 9/11 and even before that, and yet the American donor continues to support this organization, which is a real demonstration of the brand power that the name American Red Cross has.
We're going to look behind that brand power today. Of course, the big news yesterday was that the CEO and President, Marcia Evans, essentially ousted by the Red Cross board. She resigned, but it didn't look like she had a lot of choice in the matter. Why?
It's unclear. The organization has tried to say that it was her relationship with the board. I had heard for quite some time that her relationship with the board was not good. Dr. Healy, who will be speaking later, can certainly talk about that issue. She had her own struggles with the board, as did Elizabeth Dole, I'm told, although Mrs. Dole does not confirm that herself. I have to believe, though, that this is also a way of atoning for some of the Katrina criticism. Somebody had to fall on a sword, and Marty happened to be the person that they pushed onto the sword.
A former Navy Rear Admiral, Marcia Evans, former head of the Girl Scouts of the USA, nearly $500,000 salary there. It's a big job. It is structurally given enormous responsibility for disaster response in this country. This is not like other charities, Stephanie Strom.
That's true. It is required by Congress to be the first responder for victims of a disaster. That puts an enormous pressure on the organization.
We should say it did do an awful lot after the hurricanes. More than 200,000 disaster relief workers from 50 states, overwhelmingly volunteers deployed by the Red Cross. Almost 27, 28 million hot meals served, lots and lots of cash dispensed to people who needed emergency funds. It's not as though it wasn't there, but I guess in an era when disasters are on such a scale and have got our attention so acutely, the question is it really the most proficient, the best way, or the best monitored way of responding?
I think a lot of people are asking that question now. Should anyone, this is what came up in the hearing yesterday, should any one organization be held responsible for what is a very, very, very big task?
Stephanie Strom with the New York Times, thanks so much for your report today. Thanks for being with us.
No problem.
Stephanie Strom, national correspondent for the New York Times. She joined me from New York. We're joined now from Washington, D.C. by Dr. Bernadine Healy. She was president and CEO of the Red Cross from 1999 to late 2001. She left the organization when it was under heavy criticism for its handling of 9/11 donations. She's also the former director of the National Institutes of Health. She's been head of the Research Institute at the Cleveland Clinic, dean of the College of Medicine and Public Health at Ohio State, deputy science advisor in the Reagan administration. She's a physician. She's currently a member of the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology and a columnist and health editor for U.S. News and World Report. Bernadine Healy, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom.
First, your response to the news that Marcia Evans, your immediate successor at the Red Cross at the helm there, is now out. How do you interpret that?
Well, I think it's very hard for anyone to interpret it because we really haven't gotten straightforward information on exactly what the issues were. To say there were disagreements or communication problems with the board, that doesn't tell you anything. I mean, what are the issues? Are they small? Are they big? Are they about what kind of shoes she wears? Are they about performance of the organization? Are they about substantive policy issues? Or are they about silly, petty, personal conflicts? So, I think you can, if everybody is looking at this as a Rorschach test, the reality is, where are the facts? Why don't we have them? This is a critical organization. Get the facts. Have disclosure.
It's not a test that comes into a vacuum. I mean, here we are on the heels of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. You were effectively shown the door after the big disaster of 9/11. Why CEOs and presidents of the Red Cross falling after major disasters?
Well, I think that perhaps because they become it becomes a visible issue. I think that in the wake of a national disaster, when there is a turnover at the top of an agency that's critical to helping with that disaster, it becomes a big story as opposed to any other organization that might have turnover. So that's part of the issue. But I think there is an even more important issue if we want to solve the problem,
mm-hmm.
and that is that major disasters create stress in organizations, and it tests all of the things that you say you believe in, say you stand for, and are trying to achieve. Certainly, I dealt with many, many disasters, many large hurricanes and floods, and international disasters, but certainly 9/11 fundamentally challenged what was the mission of the American Red Cross and could we live up to it. It was not about only a disaster in three sites in Pennsylvania, in Washington, in the
mm-hmm.
Pentagon, and in New York. It was about whether we could deliver the blood on time. It was about whether or not we would help our military families, which is in the charter of the organization. It was about the ability to mobilize the Red Cross as one unit to immediately respond. And let me tell you, there were problems that were similar to the problems I saw in Katrina, and they have not been addressed.
You headed the Red Cross. It's the major disaster relief response organization. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, a lot of fairly thoroughgoing criticism of the Red Cross. Let's hear that testimony before the House Ways and Means Oversight Committee responding or looking at the response to Hurricane Katrina. Here's Republican Congressman Jim McCrary, again from Northwest Louisiana. He took on a number of refugees after the hurricane and had a lot to say about it yesterday.
The people from those local communities tried to get the Red Cross to send them blankets or cots or food or diapers. They were told, sorry, we can't help you. Now, I believe that the Red Cross director in my district was being honest. He probably couldn't help because he either didn't have the provisions or he didn't have the transportation for the provisions, he didn't have the volunteers. But whose fault is that? In my view, it's the fault of the American National Red Cross, not my local chapter, the National Red Cross, poorly planning or just not planning at all.
Fingers pointed at the big Red Cross. What are the problems?
I have to take issue with Congressman McCreary. Congress has not looked at the facts, and there have been signs of problems in the Red Cross that have gone on for 20 or 30 years. The Congress will not touch the Red Cross because it is a popular spiritual organization in the hearts of Americans, which it should be. And now they're all piling on because of Katrina and maybe because of this ousting. But I think that we need to do in a measured way, look at what this organization should be doing, why it has failed, and what are the things that we need to do to fix it. we need a Red Cross. We must have a Red Cross. And there are millions of volunteers who have devoted their lives to this organization. I believe I'm one of them. I believe in this organization. And let's fix it. I did what I could on my watch to try and do it. Maybe now's the right time.
Well, we want to look at that. It's a special case. It's chartered by the U.S. government. I guess it's what honorary chairman or president is, the president of the United States. It's integral to American disaster response planning. 125 years old, 820 chapters across the country. You've referred a couple of times to the problems. What are they?
Well, I think the problems are ones that I struggled with, and I suspect they are still there today, at least from what I read, and that is governance. You know, we talk a lot about governance these days, the Sarbanes-Oxley, and how important it is to have proper governance in our public corporations. But governance, what is governance about? It's for every organization. It's having an independent board that is answerable to the people the organization serves by its mission. In a corporation, it's the shareholders. In the American Red Cross, it's the American public. Secondly, you have to have exquisite financial controls, which don't exist, and you have to have disclosures. You have to have transparency about what you're doing at a financial level, in a management way. The public has to be able to access that organization. As I used to say, your file cabinets, what's on your desk, and what's in your head, you must be accountable to the public. There are no secrets here. But there is a tendency in an organization that's not been held accountable to kind of circle the wagons and not be fully transparent.
Let's look at the finances first, if we may. The Red Cross deals in billions in American contributions, not even to mention what they get from FEMA and others. Are you saying that money is not properly managed? How severe? What kind of examples can you give?
Well, I can only tell you in my experience, and I'm rather sure that things haven't changed dramatically, but basically you don't have a single financial control mechanism where you know what money is coming into the organization at the local level, where most of the money comes in on the disaster side, the non-blood side. I can recall a sort of sad anecdote where I was meeting in a very frustrated way with the audit committee and pleading with them to put in some sophisticated communications technology so that we'd have one financial control network, and the answer that I got from the board member heading that audit group was, "That sounds like Big Brother, Dr. Healy. You can't do it."
What are the results of that lack of oversight? Are you seeing money mismanaged, misdirected?
No question.
Give us an example. I mean, are we talking, when money is mismanaged, you quickly get into even illegal territory here. What are you seeing exactly?
Well, I mean, all organizations will have defalcations. All organizations are going to have some crooks in them. But I think that, you know, I was struggling shortly before 9/11 with a $2 million embezzlement. You know, and the response of the board was that I was being too tough and too swift. And my response was, well, should we be too slow and too soft when we're dealing with embezzling money out of a very poor minority community? So this is not meant to criticize the organization. It is meant to say, unless you have financial controls that are transparent and we have a board that has financial sophistication where they understand what that means, can read a balance sheet, can look at audit reports, can hold the organization accountable and management accountable, you're not going to have confidence. Now, sometimes it's just bad management of finances. Sometimes it opens the door for people who have that persuasion to take advantage of an uncontrolled situation and walk away with money. So I think that what you have to be aware of is that we had lots of these problems, but we didn't have the passion on the part of the accountable body, the board, to address the issue. And that was sad, and I don't know if that's still going on now, but from what I hear, it may well be.
We should say we invited the Red Cross to come in and respond to Dr. Bernadine Healy, former head of the Red Cross today. They declined. Bernadine Healy, we have so many callers who want to join this conversation with you. I'd love to turn to them, if I may.
Absolutely.
Ellen is calling from DeKalb, New York. Hi, Ellen. You're on the air. What do you know?
Hi. Well, I think that part of the problem with the Red Cross, as we witnessed it in the North Country during North Country of New York State and across New England, mm-hmm. when we had a huge ice storm here in 1998, was, you know, big has to be managed, and the Red Cross is huge and has to learn some kind of flexibility in its response so that it can respond to this new menu of disasters we face.
What was your experience in the ice storm, Ellen?
Well, we found that, first of all, Red Cross didn't get here fast enough. Second of all, that when it arrived, by the time it arrived, communities here had already set up their own relief operations in little volunteer firehouses and churches and that sort of thing. And when the Red Cross arrived, it kind of imposed itself and said, well, this is no good. It has to be done our way.
Ellen, let's get a response from Bernadine Healy. We've heard that complaint again along the Gulf Coast. Is it a legitimate complaint from your perspective, Bernadine Healy?
Well, I think it will. And, you know, Ellen, I have to share with you one of my own experiences, and I'll say it because it was already written in the paper at the time. But on the day of 9/11, I could not get the Red Cross out to the Pentagon. It was a military base. We normally don't do disaster responses there. Number two, they said, well, the first 24 hours of a disaster, the local Red Cross must respond. The national can't, even though this was a airplane accident, which always brings in national. So I got 1,000 reasons. They insisted. I kept saying, get out there. At 9 o'clock at night, I went out there, and they weren't there. Salvation Army was there, and the lovely one woman, she actually two women got out there without any support whatsoever, and very, very nice people from the Red Cross, and they had nothing to offer. They had nothing to provide. They had no food, no cots, no nothing, no herbs. And I talked to her, and I said, what's going on? And she said, well, we don't have any resources. And we were sent out here, but we can't do anything because we don't have any national support. She said, I was going to ask the Salvation Army if they would help me get some resources, some cots and blankets. So it was a bureaucratic response on the part of National. And as a matter of fact, for that and many other reasons, I ended up replacing the head of disaster within a matter of a week. And instead of saying that was the right thing to do, we have not been doing a good job on some areas, the response was that I was too tough and should not have replaced those individuals. So you have a bureaucratic problem, and then you have an issue of not being able to respond quickly and say, why didn't we get to that ice storm? We are going to turn around and do it better next time, and we're going to work with the community and find out why we failed and what we can do better.
And yet at the same time, a lot that does eventually get accomplished. Ellen, thanks for calling from DeKalb. I want to get one more call, if I may. Mike is calling from Boston. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Well, I just want to put a positive. I was a safety engineer and went to New York City after the terrorist struck in 9/11. And the Red Cross themselves were there in full force. And it was a very positive experience the way they were able to give us food, shelter, the very large tent called the Taj Mahal, where we all spent our time relaxing from the stress of the construction site. It was incredibly beneficial to all of us who were working down there.
We hear it. Applause from a guy who, among many others, was at the scene of Ground Zero in Manhattan after 9/11 and felt the positive face of Red Cross, and of course many others did as well. Bernadine Healy.
By the way, I can tell you. I mean, I was there for 9/11, and I'll tell you, it was heartwarming. And the number of volunteers who lined up, who wanted to pass out food. I mean, there were actresses, there were doctors and lawyers who wanted to help pass out food. We had the masseuse organization come in to do massages for volunteers, for the firemen and for the policemen. I mean, it was heroic, and I think that often those stories haven't been told, and they're wonderful.
Let me just ask you, we've just got a minute left here. The next time disaster strikes, should Americans once again be writing their checks to the American Red Cross? And in the interim, what should they be asking of this organization?
No, I think they should be doing it now with the strings attached that they're going to put pressure on the Congress of the United States to do the job it's supposed to do since it issues a congressional charter, and to turn this organization into what it must be to serve the people of this century. That's what needs to be done. Don't withhold your support for the organization. You are the organization. America owns this organization, and it has to take it back.
A call for congressional oversight there, tighter oversight, from the former president and CEO of the American Red Cross, Bernadine Healy. Dr. Healy, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Listeners, to continue this conversation, you can go to onpointradio.org and click on forums. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.